In Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to learn Brachos Daf Mem Ches. We're going to start 9 lines from the top of Daf Mem Ches, Omed Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omar Reb Yehuda Berei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. It was said in the name of Rav, Tish'o, if you have 9 people, Ochlu Dogon. They ate bread, they ate grain. Ve'echod Ochal Yerek. And one of them, he joined them, he did not eat bread, he ate a vegetable. Mitzdarfim, they can join to make a minyan, and we know that when a minyan do birchas hamozin together, then the birchas hamozin is on a different level. They say Elokeinu, it's got different halachas. Omer Rav Zeira, boya minei mirav Yehuda. Rav Zeira said that I asked Rav Yehuda, shmoino mahu, what's the halacha if 8 ate bread and 2 of them ate vegetables? Shivo mahu, if 7 of them ate bread and 3 ate vegetables. Omer li lo ishno. He said, it doesn't make a difference. It's also mitztaref, and we'll soon see that it seems that he meant to say, as long as you have most of the group ate bread, and the rest ate anything, even just a vegetable, they can comprise a minyan. Shisha vadai lo miboyli. Rav Yehuda said that I did not ask about whether there's 6 who ate bread and 4 that ate vegetables. And Rashi says that it seems that vadai, the word vadai, some say means that I regret. Vai, and there's different nuschois here, but he said, it's a shame I didn't ask. Omale Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya said, Shaper avdas de lo yiboy lecho. Very good that you didn't ask him. Hosom time am I? Why, when there's 9 or 8 or 7 that ate bread, is it okay to bench with a zimun, with a minion? Bishum de ikar ruba. Because you've got the majority of the 10 that ate bread. Hochanami, if you have 6 that ate bread, ikar ruba. You have roiv, you have a majority, and there's no reason that one should not be able to have a minion for Birchas Hamozin. V'ihu sovar, but he who wanted to ask and regretted not asking about 6, he held ruba de minkar ba'inon. It's possible that you need to have a noticeable majority. And 7 who ate bread, that's a noticeable majority. If only 6 ate bread, maybe it's not noticeable enough, and therefore they cannot make a minyan for Birchas Hamozin, and therefore he said that it's a shame that he didn't ask about 6. Continues the Gemara. Yanai Malka. Yanai the king, or Malkasa and the queen, krichu rifta bahada adodi. They were eating bread together, they were eating a meal together. Umida kotal luhur lerabonon. Yanai is infamous for the fact that he massacred many, many of the chachomim of his times, and this is discussed in other places in Shas, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Vav, and Baba Basra. Lo yhave le inish levruchei lehu, and he did not have anyone who could bench for him. And the Mefarshim here ask that Yanai, he was a king, he was a Kohen Gadol. The exact identity of who this Yanai was is discussed previously in the Masechta. We saw in Daf Choftes Amud Aleph who Yanai was, and it's very not probable that he didn't know how to bench. Others suggest he wanted somebody to say the Birchas HaIreach. Either way, the Pashtus in the Gemara is that he needed somebody to bench for him, to say Birchas HaMozin for him. Omer Lolad Bisu. He said to his wife, Man Yoiv Lon Gavra de Mavorich Lon, who's going to bring somebody here that can bench for us? Omrole, she said to him, Ishtabali Di'imaisina Lecho Gavra, promise me that if I bring you somebody who can do the Birchas Hamozoin, Delo Yimetz'aras Lei, you're not going to persecute him, like you have to so many other Chachomim. Ishtabalo, he promised her, I see say Leshimoin Ben Shetach Achua. This Mrs., the queen, the wife of Yanai, had a brother who was hidden away and did not get massacred, and his name was Shimon Ben Shetach. She brought Shimon ben Shetach into them to be able to bench. Oisvei ben didei ledida. And Yanai placed Shimon ben Shetach between himself and the queen, his wife. Omer lei, Choziso kama yakra avdinalach? Yanai said to his brother-in-law, Shimon ben Shetach, can you see how much honor is accorded to you? Omer lei, Shimon ben Shetach said to Yanai, Lav at komaikrisli. It's not you that are according me honor. Elo iraisa hi domaikrili. It is the Torah that I've learned that is according me this honor. Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Salsaleho, if you lovingly embrace the Torah, Usarei memeko, and the Torah will elevate you. Techabeitcha, the Torah will give you honor, Ki sechabkeno, because you have embraced the Torah. That's the Pasuk that Shimon ben Shetach said to Yanai. He said, you know who gives me covered? Torah, not you. Omer lo, Yanai said to his wife, Kochozis, you can see Delei Mekabel Moros, that here's another Talmud Chacham, another rabbi, who is not accepting our authority upon himself. And the Mefarshim say that possibly he was trying to excuse himself as to why he had killed the other Chachomim. What happened next? Yovei le kasa livruche, they gave him a cup of wine in order to do the zimun. Omar, he said, Heicha avorich, how do you want me to say the Birchas Hamazon? Do you want me to say Baruch she'ochal Yanai v'chaveirov mishaloi? I can't say Baruch she'ochalnu, that we ate. I haven't eaten anything. You want me to say that Baruch that you and your friends ate? There's no, you can't do that. Shasya lahu kasa, he drank that cup of wine that was supposed to be for Birchas Hamazon. He drank it down, and now he's part of the meal with them. He's joined them. Yovile kasa achrina, they brought him another kais, uborich, and he said the Birchas Hamazon. So in the context of the previous Gemara, we saw that just eating a vegetable allows you to join and make a minyan. Here too we see that Shimon ben Shetach assumed that he could drink a cup of wine and that way he can be part of the zimun. Omer b'Abba b'Reider b'Chia bar Abba, Omer b'Yechanon. Shimon ben Shetach, de'ovad le'garmehu de'ovad. This that Shimon ben Shetach drank a cup of wine and then was moitzi them with a birchas hamazon, he did this on his own accord. Nobody else agrees that that's what he could have and should have done. De'ochi Omer b'Chia bar Abba, Omer b'Yechanon. La'olam einoi moitzi es harabim yedei chayvason ad sheyoichal kazayis dogon. You're not allowed to be moitzi other people with their chiyuv of birchas hamazon unless the one being moitzi also ate at least a kazayis of grain of bread. So it's true that we saw that you don't have to eat a kazayis of grain in order to be part of the group, to make up the group. If you need 10 and one of the people or most of the people or up to 4, maybe 3 as we discussed before of the people do not have to have eaten bread, but to be the one to lead the zimun you have to have eaten a kazayis dogon. Meisve, we're going to ask a question from a braisa. Others say that it's proof from the braisa, but either way we'll see that you can learn it, that it both comes to the same. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Olo v'heisev imoim. If somebody went up to where everybody was eating and reclined with them, afilu loitoval imohem, elo betzir. Even if all he did was dipped a vegetable into brine, or v'loyochal imoim elo gregrus achas, if he only ate one dried fig with them, mitztarif, he can join in. He can be one of them. So if, according to the text that we say meisvei, this is the end of the question. First you say that you cannot be moitzi es harabim midei chevoson ad sheyoichal kazayis dogon. Here you see that you can be part of the group, even if you just had a vegetable dipped in brine. The Gemara answers, it's tarufei mitztarif. He can join the minyan. Aval hoitzi es harabim midei chevoson, but in order to be the one to be moitzi them with their chiyuv birchas hamazon, you have to have eaten a kazayis dogon. And according to the text that it's not meisvei, it's kedetanya, then this is the end of the proof. The braisa says that it's enough to eat a vegetable or a dried fig in order to be mitztarif. And we're medayik from there that only for tziruf it works, but not in order to be moitzi the rabbi midei chayvason. So you see from here, like Rabbi Yochanan said, that in order to be moitzi the rabbi midei chayvason, you have to have eaten a kazayis of dogon. It marnami, omer vchono bar Yehuda mishmei derova, afilu loitoval imohem elo betzir. Even if all you did was dip the vegetable into brine, v'loyochal imohem elo gregrus achas, or if you just ate one dried fig with them, mitztarif. You can join in the minyan. Ulhoitzias harabi midei chayvosom, but in order to be moitzi them, einay moitzi achayechal kazayis dogon, you can only be moitzi them if you ate a kazayis of bread. And there's discussions here whether this is talking about making up a minyan of 10, whether it's also talking about making a zimun of 3. It's a discussion in the Rishonim and the Poskim. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Chono bar Yehuda Mishmei Derava. Hilcha said the halacha is Ochal alo yerek. If you ate a vegetable leaf, Veshosa kois shel yayin, or if you drank a cup of wine, Mitztarif, you can be Mitztarif to make up the minyan, lehoitzi, but in order to be moitzi everybody else, which means to lead the zimun, einay moitzi achayechal kazayis dogon, you can only be moitzi others if you ate at least a kazayis of bread. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Nachman, Moshe tikein leYisrael birchas hazon. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that composed and instituted the bracha of hazon, the first bracha of birchas hamozin. When b'shoshe yorad lohen mon, we know that in the midbar, in the desert, Klal Yisrael, they got the mon from Shomayim, and when they got the mon, Moshe he composed this bracha. Yehoshua tikein lehem birchas haoretz kivun shenichnasu laoretz. Yehoshua was the one that took Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, and when he took them into Eretz Yisrael, he composed and instituted the bracha of Noidelecha, which is a bracha on the Birchas Ha'oretz. On Eretz Yisrael, the source of our sustenance. David Ushloimi, David HaMelech and his son Shloim HaMelech, Tiknu Boinei Yerushalayim, they composed and instituted the bracha that we know as Rachim, which talks about, which ends off with Boinei Yerushalayim. And the Gemara explains, David Tikin, which part of the bracha did David HaMelech compose? Al Yisrael Amecho, v'al Yerushalayim Mirecho. We say the bracha, Rachim no Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecho, v'al Yerushalayim Mirecho. That was David HaMelech's department. He was the one that was the king of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and in Yerushalayim. Ushloimei, but Shloimei HaMelech, who was the one that built the Beis HaMikdash, Tikin, he was the one that composed the next part of the bracha, Al Habayis Hagodil VaHakodesh, the great and holy house, which is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Gemara, the Brais of Nachman, HaToiva Meitiv, the fourth bracha that we say after Boinei Yerushalayim, HaToiva Meitiv, BeYavne Tiknuha. The Chachomim in Yavne composed that bracha, Kneged Harugei Beitar, in relation to what happened to those that were killed in Beitar. The Omer of Masna, Rav Masna said, Oysoi hayoyim shenitnu arugei Beitar lekvura. There were many, many people of Klal Yisrael that were killed in Beitar, and they were not allowed to bury them. The day that they were allowed to bury these dead people in Beitar, Tiknu b'Yavne, the Chachomim in Yavne, composed this bracha, Hatoiv v'hameitiv. Hashem is good, and He does good. Hatoiv, what was good, Sheloi hisrichu, that all those corpses, all those dead people, they did not decay, they did not decompose. V'hameitiv, and what added good did Hashem do, Shenitnu likvura, that He allowed them now to be buried. That's what Rav Nachman said was the Seder of the Birchas Hamozin. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Seder Birchas Hamozin Kachi. The order of Birchas Hamozin goes as follows. Brocha Rishoyna, the first Brocha, Birchas Hazon. We know that's the way we do it. Hazon is Ha'olam, that's the first Brocha. Shnio, the second Brocha, Birchas Ha'oretz. What we know is Noidelecho. Shlishis, Boinei Yerushalayim. Rachim, which finishes off with Boinei Yerushalayim, that's the third Brocha. Revius the fourth bracha, Hatoiv Amitiv, as we just saw. Uba Shabbos, we know that on Shabbos we add in Ritzei. Where do we do that? Says the Gemara, which is the Tanakama of this Braisa, Maschil B'Nechoma. You start the bracha of Rachim, which is called Nechoma, it's consolation, it's begging Hashem for mercy. Umasayim B'Nechoma, and you can finish off the bracha as you do with every other weekday with Boinei Yerushalayim, which is also consolation on some level. Vayimir Kedushas Hayoyim, and you make the bracha of Ratzei, which is discussing the sanctity of Shabbos, Be'emtzah, in the middle of that bracha, which is exactly where we put Ratzei, before V'nei Yerushalayim, before the end of the bracha of Rachim. Rebbe Eliezer argues and says it doesn't have to be put in the middle of the bracha of Rachim. Rotzal o'imrei b'nachoma o'imra, you want to put Ratzei in the middle of Rachim like we do? You can. B'birchas o'oretz, you want to put it in the middle of Noidelecha? O'imra, you can. B'bracha shatiknu chachomim b'yavne, you want to put it into the middle of the bracha of Hatoiv Ha'meitiv? O'imra, you're allowed to. V'chachomim o'imrim, a third opinion in the Braisa, Einoi o'imra elo b'nachoma, you have to say it in Rachim. Bilvad, only. Asks the Gemara, Chachomim hainu Tanakama. What are the Chachomim adding on the Tanakama? The Tanakama said that the place of Kedushas Hayoim is be'emtzah, in the middle of Brach of Rachim. And the Chachomim say you have to put it in Rachim. It's the same opinion. Says the Gemara, Ike b'nayu di'eved. The Tanakama said that the correct and most appropriate place of saying Ritzei is in the middle of Rachim. You said it somewhere else? No, but di'eved, you don't need to go back and repeat the brachas. But the Chachomim say, Einoi Oimra Elo B'Nachoma, the only place you can put Ratzei is in Rachim. If you put it anywhere else, you have not been Yoitza, the Brochus. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Minayin LeBirchas HaMozin Min HaTeira. Where do we know that Birchas HaMozin is Min HaTeira? And from the answer of the Gemara, it seems it's not just asking about the concept of Birchas HaMozin being Min HaTeira, it's talking about reference to the Brochus. The individual brachas of Birchas HaMozein, where are they alluded to in the Torah? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'ochalto, v'savoto, uveirachto, es Hashem Elokecho, al ha'oret ha'toiva asher nosan loch. And the Gemara explains, V'ochalto, v'savoto, uveirachto, you ate, you were satisfied, and you have to make a bracha, you have to bless Hashem, thanking Hashem for the fact that you're satisfied. Zu Birchas HaZon, that's the first bracha, that is focusing on the fact that Hashem is sustaining us with food. Es Hashem Elokecho, the fact that the Pasuk adds that we have to bless Es Hashem Elokecho, Hashem our God, Zu Birchas HaZimun. This is referring to the bracha of Zimun that you have to say. And the Mefarashim discuss why does the Pasuk first speak about the bracha of Hazon and only then the bracha of Zimun, when the order of Birchas HaMozin starts with Zimun and only then we say Hazon. Continues the Gemara, Al Ha'oretz, the next words in the Pasuk that says Al Ha'oretz, Zu Birchas Ha'oretz, is referring to the bracha of Noidelecha, where we thank Hashem for the land, for Eretz Yisrael. The next words, Al Ha'oretz, Hatoiva, what's Hatoiva? The goodness of that land, what's the particular goodness of the land? Zu Boine Yerushalayim. This is referring to the bracha of Boine Yerushalayim, V'chein Hu Oimer, and indeed we find another Pasuk that refers to Yerushalayim as being toiv, as being good. It says in the Pasuk, Hahor HaToiv Hazeh, this good mountain, V'halavonoin and Levonoin, referring to Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash, which is built in it, in the middle of it. The next words in the Pasuk, Asher Nosan Loch, Zu Atoiva Ameitiv. This is referring to the bracha of Atoiva Ameitiv, which is a toiva, an added toiva that Hashem gave us in the land of Eretz Yisrael, in Beitar. Continues the Gemara, Ein li elo la'achrov. So I now know that after v'ochalto v'savoto, after you've eaten and you're satisfied, uvorachto, you have to bench all these brachas. Lefon of minayin, how do you know that you have to make a bracha before you eat? Omrus kal v'chomer. You can learn out from a kal v'chomer. And Tosfos previously, when we've discussed this already twice on Daf Lamed Hei, on Daf Chof Aleph, that this is not a real kal v'chomer, because we've seen in other places in the Gemara, that in the Mishnayos, that bracha rishono is drabonon and bracha achrono is deiraisa. If this was a real kal v'chomer, it would be a chiyuv deiraisa to make a bracha rishono. But either way, what's the kal v'chomer? Keshehu soveya mevorich, if after you're already satisfied, you make a bracha on the food you ate, kushurov, when you're still hungry, and you want to eat the food that's going to give you the pleasure of satisfying you, loikolshkin, is it not self-understood that you should say a bracha? That was the braisa. Rebbe Oimer. Rebbe says as follows, Einei tzorich, I don't need the kal v'chomer to tell me that you have to make a bracha rishona. We're actually going to see it in the very pasuk that we just mentioned. V'ochalto v'savoto v'irachto zu birchas hazon, like we saw before. Aval birchas hazimun. What's the makor for birchas hazimun? Not like we saw before, the birchas hazimun is learned from es Hashem elikecha. Rather, birchas hazimun is learned from migadlu lashem iti, where you're saying that we should declare Hashem's greatness together. And nafka, you learn out from here birchas hazimun, like we saw at the beginning of the perek. Al ha'oretz, the words al ha'oretz zu birchas ha'oretz, like we saw before. Ha'toivah zu b'ini Yerushalayim, as we saw before. V'cheinu oimer ha'hor ha'toivah zev ha'levonin. Ha'toivah meitiv, not like we saw before, that ha'toivah meitiv is learnt out from the words asher nosan loch. And that would mean that ha'toivah meitiv is do'iraisa. No. B'yavne tiknua, ha'toivah meitiv was a gzeiras rabbonon. The chachomim, they were the ones that composed this bracha because of the chesed that happened with the harugei beitar, and it's not learnt out from the pasuk. Ein li elo la'acharov. So from this pasuk, according to Rebbe, you see that you have to make birchas hamazon, as we've just described. Lefon of minayin, but what's the source that you have to make a bracha rishayna? Talmud loimar asher nosan loch. The asher nosan loch, that the first Tana learnt from there, atoiv ha-meitiv, the second Tana says that atoiv ha-meitiv is not min ha-Torah. So asher nosan loch is talking about mishen nosan loch, from when he's given you the food, even before you've eaten it. So from the words asher nosan loch, you see that not only v'ochalto v'sevoto, after you've eaten and you're satisfied, uverachto and you bench, but asher nosan loch, you already say a bracha when he gave you the food before you ate it. This is referring to bracha rishayna. Rabbi Yitzchok Oimer, Eino tzorich. Rabbi Yitzchok says, I've got another source that you have to make a bracha rishayna. Hareyu Oimer, it says in the pasuk, Vavadetem es Hashem Elokeichem ubeirach es lachmecho ve'es meimecho vasiroi simachlo mikirbecho. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Says the Gemara, ubeirach es lachmecho ve'es meimecho. Al tikri ubeirach. Don't only read it ubeirach, that Hashem is going to bless your bread and your waters. Elo uvorich, and you should make a bracha, a blessing, over the food. Ve'emosai, when do you make this bracha? Ve'emosai kori lechem. Because the pasuk says uveirach es lachmecha, and we're saying it means uvorich es lachmecha. You should make a bracha whilst it's still in a bread state. After you've eaten it and it started digesting, it's not anymore in a bread state. So if you have to make a bracha when it's in a bread state, you make the bracha before you eat it. Continues the Gemara. Reb Nosson Oimer, einoi tzorich. I don't need that pasuk to say that you make a bracha before you eat. I've got another pasuk. Harehu Oimer, it says in another pasuk. And I'll just tell you a brief introduction to what's going on here. Kish, the father of Shaul HaMelech, lost some of his donkeys. Shaul HaMelech went out with some of his men to search for the donkeys. He couldn't find the donkeys and he was going to go home. At some point on the way home, his men said, let's go and visit Shmuel HaNovi. Okay, so Shaul did not know where Shmuel HaNovi was. And he met some maidens. He asked the maidens, do you happen to know where Shmuel HaNovi was? Now what's the background? What was going on behind the scenes here? Hashem had decided it was time that Shmuel HaNovi, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael up until that point, he was now going to anoint Shaul HaMelech, that he should become the king of Klal Yisrael. And Be'etzem, what that meant was that Shmuel would become less of a leader and Shaul would become the main leader of Klal Yisrael at that point. So Hashem did something to make sure that Shaul should meet up with Shmuel. And this is how it happened, because Shaul was looking for the donkeys and then he decided to go and speak to Shmuel. And when he met Shmuel, that's when Shmuel anointed him as a king. So now the Gemara is going to bring the pasuk of how the maidens answered Shaul. What was Shaul's question? Well, do you know where Shmuel is? So really the answer should have been either no, we don't know, or yes, we do know he's there, and said where he is. But instead of that, they gave a long discussion. They went on and on and on, saying things that seemed to be not associated to the question of where is Shmuel. What did they say? They said as follows. Kaboyachem ho'ir, when you come to the city, as you enter the city, Kain Timtsun Oisai, you're going to find him there. That should have been enough of the answer, but they carried on. Beterem Yale Habomoso, and you'll find him there before Shmuel is going to go up to where the boma was, which was a type of mizbeach, le'echol, in order to eat there, ki lo yoichal ha'om ad boi'oi, because the people will not eat until Shmuel comes there, ki hu yevorich hazevach, he's going to make a bracha on the korban, achrei chein yoichlu hakruim, and only after that those who are invited will eat. That's what the pasuk says. And from the words of Kihu Yevorech HaZevach, he's going to make a brocha on the Zevach, you see in this pasuk that you have to make a brocha before eating. What brocha did he make before eating the korban? The brocha of Shehakel Nieh B'dvori. As we've seen previously, when you eat meat, before eating meat, you make a Shehakel. Now Rashi says here that this is talking about the Brechas HaMitzvos, which is the brocha that the Mishnah says at the end of Psochim, Asher kitchonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu lechil es hazevach. Veichon tzivonu v'abosor toichal. That's what Rashi brings, and it's very difficult because the whole Gemara we're discussing here is the birchas hanenin. It's making a brocha before you eat. If the brocha that these maidens were referring to is the brocha birchas hamitzvos of eating a korban, then how does it come into this Gemara? So the Achrenim say that it's clear that Rashi was saying that besides for making the Birchas HaMitzvos, he also made the Birchas HaNenin. Or more accurately, what they were saying was that besides for making the Birchas HaNenin, he also made a Brocha on the Korban. Maybe he's in the Medayik, it could have just said, Ki Hu Yevorech, he'll make a Brocha. Why does it say, Ki Hu Yevorech HaZevach? To tell us that not only will he make the regular Birchas HaNenin of Shehakel, he'll also make the Brocha of the Birchas HaMitzvos. That was the answer of these maidens to Shaul HaMelech, and that's the proof that our Gemara brings, that you have to make a bracha before you eat. Now the Gemara says, V'kol kach lomo, why indeed did the maidens go on in such a lengthy answer when they were asked a simple question and in a few short words they could have answered it? Says the Gemara, L'fi sh'anoshim dabroni yisein. Women like to talk. These were maidens. They were given an opportunity to talk, so they started talking. Ushmuel Omer. Shmuel said no. Kedei leistakil biyofyoi shel Shaul. They were trying to gaze at the beauty, at the handsomeness of Shaul. As the Pasuk says, Dechsiv mishichmoy umaylo, from his shoulders and up, he was gavoya mikolom, he was taller than all the other people. And they just wanted to use the opportunity of being able to gaze at Shaul, so they kept his attention while speaking to him. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Lefi she'ein malchus noigas b'chaver ta'afilu kemloi nima. Rabbi Yochanan tells us an amazing message. He says, what was happening here behind the scenes? It was time for Shmuel to anoint Shaul. Now, the amount of time that Shmuel was supposed to be the leader, was supposed to reign on Klal Yisrael, he was a type of malchus, a type of king, that had a specific second that was supposed to finish. So Hashem knew exactly what second Shmuel's melucha, when his reign would stop, and when the reign of Shaul would start. And in order to gain those few extra moments to delay Shaul from coming to Shmuel those few moments earlier, Hashem orchestrated it such that these maidens should keep him up by giving him a lengthy answer. Nobody can take anything away from anyone, ever. Everything's exactly the way it's been preordained by the Hashgacha, by Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Ein li elo birchas hamozin. We've just spoken about the birchas hanenin, the bracha before you eat, the bracha after you eat. Birchas ha-teira minayin. What's the source that when you're learning Torah, you also have to make a bracha? Birchas ha-teira, and this is a topic that's been discussed. We saw it previously in the Masechta a couple of times. Omer Rabbi Shmuel kal v'chomer. Rabbi Shmuel said it's a kal v'chomer. Al chayi shoh mevorech. If eating, which gives the body sustenance, one has to make a bracha, and the body is just a temporary existence. Our bodies don't last here forever. Al chayi oilem abo, regarding Torah, which is going to take us to the eternal life. In oilem abo, le'kol shekein, of course you have to make a bracha to Hashem. Rabbi Chia bar Nachmeni, talmidoi shel Rabbi Shmuel, oimer mishum Rabbi Shmuel. It was said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Others changed this to a tradition that was said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, because it's not probable that something was said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel when we saw one line earlier that Rabbi Shmuel told us it was a kal v'chomer. Ein tzorich, I don't need the kal v'chomer. Harei hu oimer. It says in the pasuk, al ha'oretz ha'toiva asher nosan loch. Regarding birchas hamozin and the brachas, we just saw, it says in the pasuk, v'chalto v'savato v'rachto es Hashem elikecho al ha'oretz ha'toiva asher nosan loch. It uses the term nesina, he gave. Ulehalonu oimir, elsewhere in the Torah it says, regarding Torah, v'etno lecho luchos ha'oven v'hatoira v'hamitzvah. Regarding Torah, it also says v'etno, that I gave. So we compare the nosan to the v'etno, in the same way as regarding food, you have to make brachas, so too regarding the nesina of Torah, you have to make a bracha. Reb Meir Oimir, minayin shekashem shemavorich al hatoivo kach mavorich al hora'o. What's the source that in the same way as when you make a bracha over good things that happen to you, you do it b'simcha, so too when you make a bracha on things that are not so comfortable, you also have to do the same b'simcha. It's not the same bracha, but you also have to do it b'simcha. This is going to be discussed in the Hemshech later on in the Masechta. Talmud Loim, I learn it out from the Pasuk. We just said, it says in the Pasuk, that you have to thank Hashem, al ha'oret ha'toivo asher nosan loch. What did it say before that? It says, uveirachto es Hashem Elokecha. It refers to Hashem with Hashem, yud kei vav kei, Elokecha. Elokecha means dayencha, your dayan, the one who judges you. B'chol din shedoncha. However Hashem judges you, you should bless Hashem. So that's how you see that you have to say a bracha on things that are negative in the same way as you have to make a bracha when you're thanking Hashem for positive things that happen to you. Bein midot toivo, irrespective of what you're getting from Hashem, is something which feels like a reward, it's shefa, it's abundance. Or bein midas poronios, or if unfortunately tragedies and sad things happen to us, you also have to make a bracha. From Rashi it seems that the midot toivo, when you have to thank Hashem for midot toivo, the best thing that ever happened to Klal Yisrael was that we received the Torah. So this forms a type of source that you have to make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah, which was how this topic started, where the Gemara says, what's the source do you make Birchas HaTorah? And there's different girsois here in the Gemara, but we'll keep it simple. I read the Gemara in the text that we have in front of us. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira Oimer, I don't need this posuk of that we just saw now, that you have to make a bracha, birchas hatayra. Hareyu oimer, in the posuk of birchas hamozin, it says that you have to thank Hashem, uverachto es Hashem elokecho al haoretz ha-toivo. It could have said, al haoretz toivo. Hareyu oimer toivo, ha-toivo. It doesn't suffice to say toivo, it says ha-toivo. What do we learn from the extra hey? So toivo, Zutaira. Had it, the word, the toiva of the Oretz is the Torah that we got. So you see, you have to make a bracha on Torah. V'cheinu oimer, where do we see that Torah is called toiv? It says, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. I gave you a goodbye. Toirosi al tazoiv, I gave you the Torah. Ha toiva, from the extra hey, zu binyan Yerushalayim. That's, as we saw previously in this Omud, that's a source that you say the bracha of Boinei Yerushalayim. Where do we see that Yerushalayim is called Toiv? V'cheinu Oimer, as we've seen twice on this Amud already. Ha'hor ha'toiv hazeh v'alavonoin. This mountain, Yerushalayim, and the Harabais that's in it, v'alavonoin, is referring to Yerushalayim. And Yemir Tz Hashem, in the next Shia, we're going to carry on from here.